The opposition is this morning defending its billion-dollar offer to fix Hobart Hospital. The Coalition's finance spokesman Andrew Robb is speaking here with Sabra Lane.
How did the Coalition come up with the figure of $1 billion to rebuild Hobart Hospital? Was it something that Andrew Wilkie suggested, or was it something that you calculated?
No, in the first instance it was something that Andrew Wilkie insisted was the level that would be needed to develop a training hospital of world-class standards in Tasmania. And we subsequently explored what work had been done and found that there has been multiple studies done by the Tasmanian Department of Health and Human Services. It's publicly listed, and that is a sort of about the order of magnitude that is listed. There are many references in their business case that was done, and it's a bit ironic that the Prime Minister or the caretaker Prime Minister would be having some opinion on this issue when we have identified a figure which has been established by a business case and by several studies, and at the same time, in the same state, the Prime Minister has committed to a $43 billion white elephant, which is there is no business case.
Given what you've just told us then, are you disappointed that Mr. Wilkie labelled your offer yesterday of irresponsible and over the top?
Well, it is a bit ironic that he spent a week and a half trying to desperately convince Tony Abbott that this was not only not reckless, but the most responsible thing that he thought could be done in Tasmania, but also within Australia. He went to great lengths to explain why this money would be better spent on a major training hospital for Tasmania, world class, and not spent anywhere else in the health system around Australia. So I find it somewhat odd, his claim yesterday. It sounds very much like Hawke of Britain got to him, I think.
If it's such a good idea, why didn't the Coalition announce this during the election campaign, and why not offer similar sorts of money for hospitals all over Australia?
Well, again, we need to, unlike Labor, we are conscious about the bottom line. We have identified $11.5 billion more savings than Labor. We are determined to get the debt down, and we will do these things in a responsible and prudent manner. Now, that is not the approach of the alternative government, and that's the context in which we made these decisions.
Are voters entitled to feel a little cynical at this process? It's straight out pork barrelling.
It's a wise investment. It's something of significant order, and the reality is we've got a situation where there are a number of independents who will be critical to who forms the next government. And in our view, the country is in such a dangerous state in terms of the decisions taken and debt created by the Rudd-Gillard government that there is an urgency about a change of government.
Most analysts in the papers this morning are highly critical of the budget black hole identified in your election promises by Treasury. Given that, and given that the Hobart $1 billion has backfired on the Coalition, have your chances of wooing these country independents taken a hit?
I wouldn't accept that anything's backfired. It's not unexpected that Andrew Wilkie would become effectively a Labor member. He did stand for the Greens at the last election. Secondly, there is no black hole. We met with Treasury for many hours, and it is our considered view after those discussions that there were no costing errors. There were disagreements or a difference of opinion.
Are you worried, though, that your chances of wooing these country independents has taken a hit?
No, I'm not. I would find it almost inconceivable that the country independents would back a Labor-Green coalition with Bob Brown as the effective Deputy Prime Minister. It would destroy Australia, the country Australia, to have a Labor-Green coalition running this country. It would be the most left-wing government in Australia's history if they take the reins next week. We would see a carbon tax, doubling electricity prices. It would be guaranteed that there would be a much bigger mining tax. There would be major restrictions on the use of land around this country for agricultural and other purposes. We would see a major cut in government funding of independent schools and the funding of private health insurance. So I do find it inconceivable that the country independents would in fact back such a left-wing coalition government in Australia.
The opposition's finance spokesman, Andrew Robb, speaking there with Sabra Lane.